Happy Sabbath, everyone. Been a nice week, some decent weather, a little bit of light rain here in Southern California, which is always nice to get. Today I'd like to share with you a quick sermonette. It won't be too long, but this is going to be about preparing for the Feast of Trumpets, which is coming up in just a few days. So as we prepare for the Feast of Trumpets, we're reminded that God has a plan. He is in control, and he will complete his plan no matter what. We remember that the day will come when his trumpet will sound, and that the time that we are living in will come to an end, and a new time will begin. For centuries, men have believed that that time would come in their lifetime. Even now, we read prophecy and we watch for the signs as this time draws closer and closer. Will we hear God's trumpet in our lifetime before we fall asleep? Well, we just don't know. In 3 days, we will observe the Feast of Trumpets, which in part reminds us to prepare ourselves for the day of Christ's return, for the kingdom of God is at hand, as John shouted in the wilderness. And given that none of us know how much time that we have left in our lives, we should always strive to be ready to stand before God and Christ. Today, I will present to you 3 ways in which I believe we can help prepare ourselves for the Feast of Trumpets, as well as ready ourselves for that day when we meet the Lord, either in flesh or in spirit. First of all, brethren, let us be grateful. Every day when we wake in the morning and at night when we lay down to sleep, and every time in between, we should be grateful for all that God does for us. He gave us life. For that, we should be grateful. He gave us his truth. For that, we should be extremely grateful. And he gave us his Son. For him, we should be eternally grateful. When we have a good day, we should rejoice and give thanks to God. When we learn from tribulation, we should rejoice for that and give thanks to God. We should be grateful for the roofs over our heads, for the food that we eat, for the wine that we drink, and for the cozy bed that we sleep in at night. For there are many in the world who lack these basic things, and we should never take them for granted. Secondly, let us repent. After all, we are human. Even with God's Spirit within us, we still sin. I sure do. I'm sure you do as well. Christ taught us that sin starts in the mind. Therefore, even if we just think sinful thoughts without committing them physically, we are still transgressing in our hearts. And we read that in Matthew 5, verse 28. In Isaiah 59, verse 2, it tells us that our sins separate us from God, and that our sins hide his face from us. Now, how can we go and stand before God if his face is hidden from us? It is only possible by his grace and through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, and only if we repent of those sins. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12 tells us, therefore, therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. Paul is reminding us that nobody is there yet. Going before Christ with confidence doesn't mean that we feel worthy of such an honor, but knowing our shortcomings, repenting and striving to be the best that we can and follow Christ's example will help us go before him with humility and respect. Finally, brethren, my last point, we should do our best to live our lives with integrity. Integrity isn't one of those biblical words that we hear often in sermons and sermonettes. So I wanted to bring it up because it can help us when we're faced with those little decisions. Living as an example of God's way to the world is so much more than just not sinning, obeying his laws, keeping his Sabbath and his holy days. All day long, we're faced with tiny choices. And they may not seem to matter that much, but integrity is about making the better choice anyway, even if nobody is looking. And someone always will notice, right? The only one who matters the most will always notice our small choices. If God is going to trust us with his kingdom, brethren, then he needs to know that he can trust us to make the right decisions, even when nobody's looking. Integrity is about making the right choices because it's the right thing to do. God sees all things. So please, don't wipe that booger under your seat. When I go before God, I hope that I can know with confidence that I tried my best to live with integrity. In conclusion, these are just three things that we can do to prepare ourselves for the Feast of Trumpets and to one day meet our Lord and Creator God. There are so many more things that we can do, and I encourage you to think of what all that you can do to better prepare yourself for that day. The more we learn and grow, the easier it is, or the easier it will be, to go before God with confidence that we did our best to follow him, to be examples of his love to the world, and to be the best servants that we can be. Happy Sabbath.